I don't understand how a writer would ever get writer's block, so-called. My problem is having too much. And being unable
to. Yo, why is the Ripper so ill? That would be an unpardonable breach of confidence for me to reveal. He said one of these days all eyes will be on me. When they look up in the sky and see the neon sea. Rhymes inscribed on a nickel disc encased in a glass with an ion beam for longevity for more than 10 centuries. Impressions and memories. The first time machine inventor will mention me. Cannabis was a visionary indeed. He believed light could travel in multiples of seed. The organic supercomputer that solved the mysteries of Klein Kaluza with two blue metric rulers. Like Cool J, but thought Stephen J. Gould was cooler. And he never liked to propagate rumors. Smoked Canary Island cigars. Liked American luxury cars and beautiful Asian bras. He had a strong mind. He used to philosophize about rhymes while he was pruning his bonsais. He claimed that he had written the greatest rhyme of all time, but he would never take it out his archives. He wrote two songs per day and was constantly experimenting with his wordplay. In his youth, he did a report on the Sloan Digital Survey. He got an F, but he deserved an A. I followed his career from the first day. It seemed the lack of support contributed to his inert ways. I seen him put in 24-hour work days with deferred pay, undeterred by the worst shame. Public humiliation was the worst pain. He was spinning out of control like a class 5 hurricane. He said he wouldn't want another MC to suffer the same, especially when there's nothing to gain. He was the illest alive, but nobody would face it. He spit till his tongue was too torched to taste it. Privately funded corporations carbon dated his latest creations to extract the information. They found it utterly amazing. They claimed the body of his work was the same thing as a priceless painting. Never mattered to him, the art galleries hated him, cause Thomas Kincaid called him, said he would take 10 complete enigmas wrapped in puzzles, encrypted in language with sound but without shape or signature. Kept files in his garage on MS-DOS in a fireproof pod. We thought it was odd. Outside there was a shed with an Oppenheimer lock. He apparently kept more wax than Madame Tussauds. We were in total awe cause it blew our minds. So many rhymes that were intricately designed. He was poet laureate of his time. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share some of his rhymes. Alone in my room, looking through the 32x telescope zoom, adjusting the focus of the moon. One should not assume the philosophy of David Hume is nothing more than a subjective conclusion. What is the maximum field rate application? The runaway glaciation surrounding the ocean basin affects the population fluctuation on a continuous basis, but that's just the basics. The juxtaposition of can I bust his position? The precision of something no other is written, way above and beyond what was intended. The unparalleled malleable enunciation of a sentence. You didn't go to college, obviously. I can tell why you're ungodly, unintelligible terminology, a remarkable odyssey. The rhymes are modest speeds when the brain orders the body not to breathe. Your competency is not up to speed, you're not in my league. You couldn't possibly be hotter than me, or oppositely at minus 25 degrees. You squeeze, but the condensation makes rifle barrels freeze. Allow me to speak figuratively, nigga, please. My intellectual properties about the size of Greece. Your counsel advised you not to speak. My counsel advised me to keep rhyming till they stop the beat. In the words of Joseph Heller, I learned how to write better, even though it sort of irked me. He said he didn't understand the process of the imagination, but he felt he was at its mercy, which explains my point perfectly and certainly reinforces the reason why nobody's probably ever heard of me. Couldn't understand what I mean by ill, unless you try to translate what I print to film. This is the line of will, the circle of time, the cycle of eternity, the emergence of one mind. Academic phonetics render critics tongue-tied. The personified dry humor of cum laude alumni. A wise man sees failure as progress. A fool divorces his knowledge and misses the logic and loses his soul in the process. Obsessed with nonsense, with a caricature that has no content. My style is masterful, multilateral. I could battle a fool and be naturally cruel. Words of scorn are a disastrous tool. From an existentialist view, I'm a better rapper than you. Grab the mic and rip the physical fabric in two. My attitude is fucked up and admirable. Different methods interpreted into different forms, from entirely different perceptions and seen from different norms. Not just spitting a poem, there's much more involved. There's much more pieces of the puzzle for you to solve. 48 orders of mechanical laws, arrays of creational calls, enhance the cadence of my bars. Maybe I am self-absorbed, But that's the effect to find the cause. Used to ask my A&R. Today is what it is, but only because yesterday was what it was. Permitted, you've heard of Beelzebub, a tale of demons and drugs. Pissy drunk in the club with the DJ doing the needle rub. Chances are you never see me, son. Yeah, I know my name's Cannabis, but I can't help you if you need a dub. I came to holler at some big booty bitches and listen to the speaker stomp. Where you get conceited from? I'm so nice on the mic, they wanna beat me up. It's deep as fuck, I ain't seen it all, but I seen enough. Really unbelievable stuff. There's a lot of times when I wanna speak, but I'm stuck. I should leave this rap shit alone and kick my incredible rhymes in the privacy of my own home. My imagination is my own, the liberty to speak freely, lyrically on the microphone. With a pen in my hand, I bring motion to the Enneagram and become Ken I Millennium Man. Grave my back with the Emperor's stamp. It's been the scientific rap since the 17th century began. Trying to escape the wicked empire, Def Jam. In a land where lyrics are bland and heretics hang. Every warrior has an axe to bury, but he has to learn to discern between enemy and adversary. I said to myself, Jermaine, this is insane. It's suicide, it's controlled flight into terrain. I fought to regain control of the plane, but went up in a ball of flames and got banned from the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. For two bars, I kept hammering in my head over and over again. It cost me everything. I'm convinced now that more than the truth is at stake. When people create language that pretends to communicate, euphemisms are misunderstood as mistakes, but it's a byproduct of the ghetto music we make. From an extroverted point of view, I think it's too late. Hip hop has never been the same since 88. Since it became a lucrative profession, there's a misconception that a movement in any direction is progression. Even though the potency of it lessens, big money industries writing checks to suppress the question, and nobody gives a fuck no more. No one goes to the bookstore ever since the confluence of Moore's Law. But I stay in the lab like Niels Bohr and the son of God, Edward Lawrence and Leo Szilard. Lyrically, I took rap music and turned the knob to the right full throttle and added Pinard. Why would I argue with my own conscience over the truth? That's like me telling myself, don't tell me what to do. Dialyses and analyses of battle MCs. Sometimes I say things I myself can't believe. My lyrical is so skillfully elliptical, I can understand how it makes you miserable. You wonder why I never let you play your beats for me, and why I keep my studio enshrouded in secrecy. You wonder what's my infatuation with Alicia Keys. Cannabis, why don't you speak to me? Yo, I meant it when I said no one can shine on a song that features me. That's why I said it so vehemently. You need to replace the hate with respect. I'm probably the best yet, poet laureate.
I go with the given, you know, with what comes to me over the celestial wireless. Whenever it comes, you're lucky when you get it.